don't want nothing to come up between us. And so our focus is on how can we go past whatever this is that would keep us from being joined in peace and love like we've always known. So I'm spoiled. I want to have personal relationships that are based on sanity, like that. I'll wait a million years between special relationships if that's how long it takes for me to be in a relationship with a sane person that I feel safe with that accepts me as who I am. I'll never again compromise who I am just so I can feel special to somebody.
Cool.
Because I love them too much to subject them to the person I would be when I wasn't being myself. I want to give you a real gift. And that ain't being somebody who's not me. Because I'm going to be resentful of you. Yeah, I don't care how much I'm smiling in your face. And I'm not going to give you resentment. So we decided we weren't going to give each other resentment. You know one of the benefits of really beginning to recognize who you are? The minute you really begin to recognize who you automatically know what you want. And once you know what you want, you know what you're looking for. And if you know what you're looking for, when it don't show up, you don't join with it.
Yeah.
Like you used to in the old mind, when you was hoping and praying and Russian roulette. And I hope this the one. Why? They breathing and they have a body. So this might be the one. There's a heartbeat. You're my type. So you have no idea what you want. You jump in a relationship. Anything happens, and it does, because there wasn't any goal in the beginning to even draw the circumstances into the situation to create. I don't know my thought is created. I'm looking outside of myself, so therefore I never find what I'm looking for, because nothing that I'm looking for is found outside. The universe will never help you believe that everything that you want is outside yourself. That's how you can always tell when your ego is telling you what's real. When your ego is telling you what's real, you always look outside yourself for it. That's how you know you're listening to the wrong guide. You look for it in yourself, and then you will see it outside yourself. It's already there, you just don't see it because you haven't looked within.
Can hear a pin drop.
Isn't it something? You see how quiet it is?
Uh-huh. I'm not saying a word.
That's why I'm wearing my bulletproof vest. to me that's good news.
It is. Yeah.
To me, that's good news. It's good news to know that the way that I grow spiritually is to realize I create my own reality. It's good news for me to know it's my thoughts, feelings, emotions, and beliefs and intents that's determining my vibration, and then my vibration is determining the events and circumstances and objects that I draw to me in my life, which means that there's nothing that I can't have that I really desire, because nothing that I want now is dependent on anything outside of myself in order for me to have. There's a time lag between the time you focus on something and the time it manifests, hopefully so that in that interim period, you can prepare yourself to receive it. Because people have love show up all the time, but they don't know how to receive it, accept it, or recognize it. So you want to be prepared, right? So you want to have an open mind. So you want to let go of everything that would prevent you from forgiving. And so if you really want to forgive, you have to abandon the world.
What does that mean?
It means you have to let go of your false perceptions that do not bring you peace. How do you know your false perceptions? Your false perceptions are the ones that do not bring you peace. Okay, so the Course says then, and you follow along with me, he says you abandon the world and you let it be restored to you in newness and in joy, so glorious that you could never have conceived of such a change. So what does that mean? It means that I am willing to let my world be restored to me in a newness and a joy that's so glorious that I can't even conceive of it. I'm willing to have my world, I'm willing to have my world restored to me in newness and joy, so glorious that I couldn't even conceive of how happy it could be. I want my world restored to me in such a happy form that is beyond what I could have even conceived of as happy. I want my world to be happier than I can imagine.
Yeah!
great idea. Great idea. Great idea.
Yeah.
Great idea.
Yeah.
Emotion. Intensity.
Now, that's what it means to abandon the world, because the world is not experiencing itself that way. So when you're happy, you've abandoned the world. Every time you're happy, you've abandoned the world, because the world ain't happy.
That's for sure.
All right. Then the course says that, what does it mean when you say you've allowed your world to be restored in newness and joy that's so great that you can't even conceive of it? Well, nothing is the way it was formerly. When you're really dealing with something new, you'll go, you know, this is not like anything that I used to go through. Also, when you're experiencing your world new, the course says the way you're going to be able to tell is that everything that used to seem like it was dull and lifeless will be sparkling. Like everything that used to be dull and lifeless, now it's full of life and it's exciting. You'll be saying, this is nothing like I experienced. You'll be in a relationship and you'll be saying, you know, this is not like anything that I formerly experienced. There is nothing dull about this. I'm happier than I ever dreamed I could be. See, the Course is telling us what we'll be saying when we're happy.
Yes.
Now, I can't tell you what that'll be. I can't tell you what form that will be in, because that'll be in the form that's best for you, the way you are. So I can't tell you what it's going to look like. All I can tell you is what you're going to say when you see it. So wherever you're saying these things, that's where you're seeing it.
Yeah.
So you have to ask yourself, where in my life am I experiencing so much happiness that I can't even conceive of it? Where in my life am I saying this isn't anything like it used to be? Where in my life am I saying this used to be dull, but it sure is sparkling now? And I love this song. He says, and above all are all things welcoming. Above all, everything is welcoming you because threat is gone. So when I'm in the real world, when I'm really in a world that's worthy of who I am, I won't feel threatened. Mm-hmm. And if you're in a world that you feel threatened in, then you're in a world that's not the world for you. But you don't have to die to get there, so there's no Kool-Aid in store for none of you. All right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's good news. I don't have to die.
Yeah, I don't have to die to get there. I had to die to get here. This is death. This is what we don't know. We like the Twilight Zone. We like waiting to die. Don't know we already died. What is the one thing that everybody agrees on that happens here? It's what? Death.
Yeah.
Right? So the Course says this radical thing. Well, that's because you're in the world of death. But it ain't the only world you can be in. And of course you don't have to die to get there, because if you have to die to get there, you still be in the world of death. So that means to get to where we are going, we don't have to experience any of the pain that produced what we're experiencing now. Because it's the pain that we were feeling on the inside that's creating the pain that we're going through on the outside right now. So the way out of pain certainly couldn't be more pain. The way out of pain certainly couldn't be more pain. The way out of sacrifice couldn't be more sacrifice. The way out of separation couldn't be more separation. And the way out of lack couldn't be more lack. Then it says, no clouds remain to hide the face of Christ. Bark, 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 the face of Christ. Oh my God. The face of Christ. What does that mean? It means that there are no guilts and fears that remain to hide the face of love. What does that mean? That means when I look in your face, what I see is love, because I'm not projecting any guilt on you. I'm not projecting any anger on you. I'm not projecting you are not enough. I'm not projecting that you are to blame. I'm not projecting that you should change. And since I'm not projecting all that stuff, look at what I'm looking at. Face of love. See what I'm talking about? Demonstration. Demonstration. See? She couldn't help but respond with love, because it wasn't anything but judgment and appreciation coming down. It's not complicated. We just don't believe we deserve to be happy, so we don't do the simple things that would make us happy. The problem is our